everybody. I'm Dr. Bryke, and this is the Veterans Health Forum, our weekly podcast dedicated to the health and wellness of our veterans. Today with me in our transatlantic studio is Professor Dr. Marco Koscheck. Hi, Marco.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Florian. I look forward to the next edition of our joint program.
Okay. As we started last week, our mini series is now dedicated to the Team VRP and members in the Team VRP. And a week ago, we discussed several options, several possibilities, several advantages for the team members, advantages for our program. So today's subject of discussion, if the time will allow us to cover it all, will be Team VRP, the ideal member of the team. So who is actually the ideal member, and why do we start with the ideal member? Okay, so first of all, as we said last week, Marco, everybody is welcome to become a member of the team.
Absolutely. We would welcome people with a kind of enthusiasm, with passion to do it. Of course, if there are some people with more experience, maybe with already developed experience about the podcasting, better. But I don't think that we can say that some people are not welcome. Everybody are welcome. Of course, those who feel a kind of confidence that they can do this in a real professional manner, as we are looking forward.
Right. So basically, to let our audience understand why we are talking here about the ideal member, it's because the crisis, the health crisis in our veterans communities is terrible, is gigantic. And based on many political and non-political situations, starting with a non-political one, with a COVID pandemic, and then going over the fentanyl crisis and so forth. So we would like to bring the VRP program as fast as possible into the veteran community. Okay, and to do that, we would like to have the maximum impact possible. So in our opinion, the ideal member to get started fast will be a veteran who already has a veteran podcast. If you want to develop your own veteran podcast now and you haven't done it before, please contact us right away. We will let you know. We'll give you all the information. We'll give you all the technical, the non-technical information and everything that you can develop your podcast right away. If you already have a podcast, well, then that will help us and the program ultimately to go, as I said, very fast on the market.
We would absolutely share some important information about the topic, but from the, let's say, technical or organizational point, then this is easy entrance into the or easy entry into the podcasting about the health program.
So if you are you have an existing veteran podcast, the major importance over there, as I have it in here on my tablet in here, since you already have a podcast, that means that you know exactly what we are talking about. You know exactly what's expected. You know exactly how we can promote the VRP idea best and fast into the veteran community. So that is something which makes you, in our opinion, the ideal member of the VRP team, because you are helping us pushing it forward right away without extra time to spend into learning what a podcast is. You already have a podcast. So, and I will jump right next to one of my last points in here because it starts making sense for me right now. If you already have the podcast, and obviously all podcasts have different thematics, you are talking about different subjects and so on, you have now the opportunity to enlarge considerably the spectrum of your podcast the existing podcast, right, Marco?
Absolutely.
Because now we are bringing you over into the world of health and wellness for our veterans. And unless you are already talking about health and wellness in your existing podcast, this will be a fundamentally new addition to the theme, to the thematic of your podcast.
All right. And I believe that this also means that you extend your audience. You basically, with the new topic of health, let's say, program, I think you have the opportunity to somehow bring in new lifestyles, new genders, new age, new interest even, you know, people who will listen. And I believe this would be absolutely important. On the other hand, I believe also from our point of view, for a good podcasting, you should understand the listener needs, so the target audience needs. And in this case, we will help you with the additional information about the, let's say, the program which we are working with, so that we can create kind of reliable content with a special target to this veteran audience.
Yeah, that's absolutely important here, because as you said, you are enlarging the spectrum of your audience. Years back, even before the pandemic, when I was starting with my medical podcast, which was not related to specific to the veterans, and I started many existing podcasts and so on, which were not related to medicine, just regular podcasts, I was always surprised to see how much influence a change into the tune of our existing podcast, adding some new, not life, I wouldn't say life, but changing it into, or bringing it into another direction. How much change that brought into the audience of different podcasts. Because yes, you are interested. Let's just say you are a veteran who is talking about travel, who is talking about leisure time, talking about excursions on the mountains, you know, skiing, whatever. And now you are going into something so brand new, which your audience is actually surprised that you are bringing it up. But in right now, in my personal opinion, and I believe that Marco, you agree with me in that matter too, what is the most important preoccupation? That's the word now, preoccupation of a middle-aged person, say a veteran, in the future, the general health, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
The wellness, the general health. That developed way before, but it culminated with a pandemic. And now we know that this will be the future topic till doomsday. In other words, everybody will want to know, what can I do for my health? How can I stay, you know, healthy? How can I enjoy my lifestyle? How can I add to my well-being every single day? So now you are increasing the thematic, you're increasing the interest in your audience group. So you do have an audience, now you're offering them something extra, right?
Absolutely.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, finish.
Like you will go to a restaurant and you will expect your pizza and so on, right? And now it's your favorite restaurant, it's your favorite pizza, and all of a sudden the waitress comes and says, "But would you like to try this?" Right?
Absolutely.
And you say, "Wow, I did not expect that. But guess what? This is even better than my favorite pizza."
Absolutely.
Now, I don't want to compare your health and wellness with your favorite pizza, right? But in reality, if you are having a podcast about travel, about going out, about spending, you know, leisurely good quality time, now you are adding to it, spending your time to increase your wellness.
And normally you will not do that alone, going on pizza, but you will probably go together with the family or friends. And this opens another opportunity for the even broader audience, because what we are targeting is not just veterans. Of course, that's the primary target market, but we are targeting also their families, friends who might go together. And the program is designed in the way that beside treatments, there are also a lot of social leisure activities, which offers extremely, I would say, amount of opportunities, which are part of the program, so part of the treatment, and are just designed for the, let's say, normal person. And this is what we are offering, basically, to the rejuvenation of the let's say, health conditions. So, physical, mental kind of treatments, which will somehow bring you a new dimension in your lives.
Yeah. It's just you have to remember, the more people you bring to pizza, the larger the pizza should be.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, absolutely. Otherwise you are going to go home hungry. Right?
We are also talking about the social things.
Yes.
And this is part right. of the yeah. treatment or whatever we call that. So basically, you should be feeling as at home.
Yes.
Together with the family, with the friends, with the people who will meet there, who will be your new friends. And yes. I believe this is another dimension. So don't see this as a kind of, I don't know, you know, military camp where you do this and this on the order. No, this is part of the relaxed, easygoing, refreshing new lifestyle, basically, which should enter in your lives.
The next thing which I will bring up to here is that, okay, so if you have an existing podcast, if you are a podcaster, you already have the general technique in place, okay? In other words, you don't have to buy books and figure out how to purchase a hardware, how to purchase a microphone, what kind of earplugs you need, what kind of software, what kind of editing software, how do you publish your podcast? How do you do your working studio? How do you edit? How do you do your texting and so on? So you have all the technique. In other words, you are already home. That's why, again, you are an ideal team member to get started with, because all those technical things which we have to acquire prior to go on the air, you already have. So it's an ideal thing for us, because again, what's the goal? To bring the information about VRP, the Veteran Rehabilitation Program, as fast as possible into the veteran communities.
I don't think that we should go along here, because especially for those who are already experienced podcasters. But in case somebody would start this with the idea that also will buy some new equipment, I believe that we are a good contact, because recently new equipment in our case was purchased, which is technically and technologically, I think, the top what we need. Of course, we are not still a top professional studio, but I think for our needs, we are absolutely top. Geared for the production.
Another big advantage for our veteran podcaster friend will be the fact that, because he's a veteran, he is already embedded into the veteran community. And that is a most important thing, because now everybody, America is a continent, so vast areas of disseminating the information. Everybody, every veteran knows his local community, knows his local veteran clubs, local veteran organizations, most important, he already knows from his pre-existing recordings and podcastings what are the most significant local veteran interests, right? I mean, and then you are addressing those interests. You are actually now thinking, okay, how does the VRP or the health and wellness of my local community reflects upon the present situation? So you are familiar with your local community. You are familiar with what's needed to make your podcast interesting, to make your vibrant, as they call it, to make your podcast so full of enthusiasm and full of attractions that people are saying, wow, this is something really new in the podcast. And therefore, your podcast is profiting immensely, because now you are giving it another layer, another package to your podcast.
Absolutely. To me, this is one of the most important elements, knowing your audience, knowing your community. Yeah. I think that really makes sense, because at the end of the day, you would need to gain trust with the audience. And trust is gained by, let's say, a responsible work, but also by being part of that community. And I think in this case, if you know this, I think this is really, really what you should build on. And you will know how to, you know, disseminate the information, whom to contact, to spread the news about this program, et cetera, et cetera. So, and that's why we are actually looking for the local champions who will be leading the set of all action and not just information in our program later on.
Yeah, and later into the mini series of the VRP, the team VRP, we will be going into other aspects of the team. We'll be going into how to become a coordinator of medical programs, how to get your group of participants, how to benefit from there, how to go into the veteran local charities, because our ABMI, the American Balneo Medicine Institute, is a nonprofit organization, registered nonprofit. So we will be launching very soon our fundraising for our veterans. We will be trying to accommodate also the veterans who do not have the means to participate into the program. And you, as a member of the local veteran community, you will know, if you are interested to do that, you will know how to address those situations as well. So basically, for our podcasters out there, there are huge advantages in being part of our VRP. And one of the advantages, obviously, is increasing your audience by adding a new layer in your program, health and wellness.
Absolutely, right? Absolutely.
Health and wellness. So now that we're going to make, we'll attract more audience to you, because as my patients in my own office, veterans are relating, once you pass, I mean, even younger people, between 30 and 50, but you go 15 up, everybody's plagued of different chronic disease and manifestations. And everybody would like to be more limp, more capable of taking care of himself and the family, going out and not being confined to some medical conditions, immobilized and becoming a slave of medical products and pills. So all those things, no matter in what age you are, will be a major consideration in your future life. So now your veteran podcast will address slowly but sure all those medical conditions without you having to be a medical person. Okay?
Absolutely. Also, speaking from the perspective of the current trends in the leisure industry, also, let's say, responsible, sustainable tourism, health travel is absolutely on the top of the agenda. Yes. We are absolutely sure that people will do whatever is, you know, in their power to get the condition of their health as good as possible. And that's why we believe this is absolutely important part of the program, particularly because it is addressing the veteran society. But again, it is meant also for the people who are part of the either friends or the families of the veterans. And that's why I believe this absolutely makes a good sense to be addressed in your podcasts.
And actually, you made a good point where I want to address the point again and again. When we are talking about a VRP, Veteran Rehabilitation Program, we are never mentioning that or would mention that the veteran program is only exclusive to the veterans. No, we are addressing the veteran community because statistically, the veteran community is on the highest possible risk today in America in a matter of health. But the VRP, the veteran program, the biomedical program, is actually beneficial to everybody.
Absolutely.
Across the population, across the society, across the communities. And the reason why we're saying that is because we want you as a team of the veteran rehabilitation program to clearly express that to your audience, that this is not specifically only for veterans. As you said, Marco, and I'm picking up on what you said before, it's not only, it's also for the veterans' families.
Absolutely.
Veterans' friends, people who are not veterans, but who are screaming for help. And the VRP, the biomedical program, is actually absolutely tailored on chronic conditions.
Absolutely.
This is very important that we are specifically seeing it, and again, this is the biomedical program. The VRP is based on biomedical experience of the European centers. And this is not only for veterans, for everybody, any chronic condition. And we will talk about it later on, but right now today we were trying to be more specific on the ideal, again, the ideal team member is a veteran who already has his veteran podcast, right?
If you allow me just to underline what you said, veterans are part of the local community. They are part of the let's say community with let's say neighbors, with the friends, with the families, and that's why I think this is also part of the normal travel which is happening nowadays all across the world. Basically, such groups are traveling together, maybe 2-3 generations of the family, or maybe a couple of very good friends, and I think that all makes opportunity and makes sense to be addressed in this way.
And that should make another very important point there, Marco. A podcaster who, and one of the ideal points which I have in here, being part of the local veteran community, he knows how to address the local veterans. Because being a podcaster, he is every day confronted with his audience.
That's right.
Being a podcaster, he knows who in his community are the most in need, what's the most in need category of the veterans, you know, who are those people who immediately, directly will benefit from such a program. Mm. And again, I make my habit into reiterating, remembering, reminding, remember myself to remind everybody, what about that, you need to bring the veteran idea, the veteran podcast idea to, and the medical information to as many veterans as you can in record time. Because our goal is not for the veterans to go on the program. Primary goal is for them to know that such a program exists. Okay.
Absolutely.
So the podcast, there are many goals what we have in our organization, but the first goal today, as we are talking to you right now, to our audience, is to make sure that the idea of such a biennial program, the veteran rehabilitation program, does exist, and what that can do for you as a veteran, or for that member, for that matter, as a member of the community where you are. And we want you to know that such a help is on the way. Mm. How you decide later to go or not to go, to inform your friends, to inform your family, and make them part of this new development in health and wellness, that's up to you. But
absolutely,
we want you to get the idea, to get the knowledge.
I think it's important to understand to our listeners that we developed this project for several years, and there are stages of the progress and the process. Basically, at the moment, we are talking about the first stage, and this is disseminate the information. But later on, all next steps organizational side, logistic, travel, experience, and return is already very detailed, elaborated. And I think we will come step by step to all these details in our program.
So again, in order to bring the, you know, the message of today, again, to just very shortly allow me to repeat what we talked about today, it will appear also on our script. You can hear us on the podcast and you can see us on the YouTube as well. But the crucial importance message, the crucial message of today, of our transmission today, was the most important factor here to make the distribution or the dissemination of information about VRP faster and to reach the maximum of the numbers in the veteran community will be, we invite all the veteran podcasters to sign up and become part of our team VRP. And the reasons why we just went through them, I'm going to go one more time. You have an existing podcast. You are already known in your veteran community. As Marco mentioned before, you have their trust. That's why they tune into your podcast. You have the experience. You have the knowledge. You have the everyday podcast functioning of the setup what you have. So you don't need to start opening books and figuring out how to become a podcaster. You will be enlarging your podcast audience by many folds, and you will be promoting the most important subject of discussion in the future, health and wellness. Okay, not to talking about the fact that you will be helping, you will bring your contribution to the most acute problem what we have today in our country, which is the health and wellness of our veterans, which obviously is on the first priority, a national emergency. It's a patriotic duty, and you are helping us helping the veterans. So that's basically the message what we try to deliver today. Marco, I'll give you the final.
Well, I believe that we said a lot of things about this, let's say, first step. I think that beside everything what you mentioned, I think that person also should have some kind of emotional inclination to this topic. Of course, it is much easier to talk about things in which you are convinced, in which you are believing, and I think that's the part of the story, success story at the end of the day. And if between listeners are such people, welcome, join us. We will do good things together.
Well said, Marco. So for everybody who was listening, we will continue with this mini episode in our podcasting. We will talk about, let me see, we would like to address the next, so the benefit of the experience of our team members to the program. So will be the next one in our on our agenda. We'll be talking about how to tap into your podcaster's knowledge, how to tap into your experience with your audience, how to get you involved, how to invite you as a podcast, as a podcaster, how to invite you on our podcast, how to interview you. You can interview us. You can invite us on your podcast. We will be also giving you as a podcaster our recordings and our episodes for free, as if you are a member of our veteran team, a VRP team. You will have them, the copyright will be given to you, so you can copy us, you can retransmit all our episodes, and that's will be one of the primary benefits of your podcast.
Yeah.
So Thank you for listening to us. We hope that we are bringing another step forward with our program for the benefit of our veterans. And we are here to, again, as always, at the end of every episode, I will take the opportunity to say thank you for your service and sacrifice to our nation. And remember, it's America first, now and forever. Thank you for listening to us, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you. See you.
Bye, guys. See you next time.